Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 717. It's a mouthful of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Jessica.
Hello, my name is Jessica Cross from jessicacrossasmr.com. And I want to thank you so much. I have been devouring all of your podcasts since I found you about a month ago. And I have a question about my website. I started making content about 3.5 years ago, and I started on YouTube making ASMR videos. These are a type of relaxation video. But in the past 6 months, I've really moved more towards making guided meditations, which was also always my first love. And I'm wondering, since I am now really focusing on turning this into a business and have worked on my website, am I confusing people who come to my website by having both ASMR and guided meditations on my website? I sell MP3s, and I also have ebooks of guided meditation workshops. And I'm wondering if, because both of them fall under the category of relaxation, if it's okay to have both or if I'm just muddying the waters. I want to, again, thank you so much. It is wonderful to have a voice in the business community that I can really listen to the message because I so respect the messenger. Thank you again. And I appreciate if you're able to take time to answer this. Bye.
Hey, Jessica, thank you so much for your question today. I appreciate you. I think you partly answered your own question here today because you said that even though you're doing both the ASMR videos and the meditation videos, that they all fall under the sort of category of relaxation. And I think that's potentially what you could consider yourself to be, like a relaxation expert. And if that's who you are, that's how you want people to talk about you, then it's totally fine to have these different types of relaxation-based trainings or guidance or guides on your website. So ASMR, meditation, totally fine to have both of those things. I do believe that they, in my opinion, they both fall into the relaxation category. And they would be great topics that you can talk about and blog about and podcast about and create more products about, which is cool. Here's the thing, though. When I go to your website, I'm not exactly sure exactly who you are and what you have to offer. I see all the different parts of the website that you have, the meditations, the ASMR category, the blog, videos, that kind of stuff. And I see your face there, which is great. I love that. But then I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm going to get. I see a little bit of copy here, learn to relax and find the energy to build the life you want, which is a decent amount of copy, but I think you have to also get into some of the benefits and the pain that people are going through. So why would one want to relax more? Well, typically because they're stressed out. So how to not necessarily or not only learn to relax, but how to remove yourself from the stress that is bogging you down from day to day. You know, those kinds of things that relate to the more painful parts, you know, the psychological parts that people are going through and why they would want to relax are going to help people figure out more why they should be here. And then the other issue with the website, which I can see you've built it. I don't believe this is a WordPress website, but it's powered by something else. You may want to do a little bit of an overhaul to better show off your brand and what you have to offer. I think there's a lot of things, especially in meditation and relaxation, that you could do on your website that could reflect all the kinds of things that you have to offer and make it a place that people are going to enjoy and want to explore. I'd be curious to look at your analytics to see exactly what people are clicking on, what are the most visited pages on the site, and how long people are staying on the site. So I would highly recommend you check out something like WordPress and setting up your own site to get the look that you'd like. StudioPress has a number of different themes that you can put on top of a WordPress site to better show off the things that you have to offer. But you want to also share a little bit of those videos and the guided meditation on the homepage. You don't have anywhere where I can click where I can just immediately get a sense of what you have to offer. I think for you specifically, a video would be amazing on the homepage to show off your skills and just to listen to you and just to be like, oh my gosh, Jessica's amazing. I need to get more of this stuff. And then it's your job from there to say, hey, well, here's the stuff that I have to offer. And even though you're talking about these two different things, like you said, ASMR and meditations, you want to make it clear on that page that you have these two distinct different things that people can get access to and make sure that you make it clear on why one would prefer one over the other or where one would start. So, you know, you have a lot of the elements here. I think it just needs to be rearranged and a little bit more copy around what you want people to do. I like the big green button there that says start to relax in the virtual spa. That's a cool call to action. And I like that you say start here, but it's kind of mixed amongst all these other things that are happening on your homepage before I even get to know who you are. And even, you know, you say at the top, Jessica Cross ASMR online. Well, you're more than that now. So you may want to make it something more relatable to people who are looking for this kind of information. So Jessica Cross, relaxation expert, chief happiness officer. I don't know, that's just making this up right now. But you can see where I'm going with this, right? Just making it more of your brand and making it more lively on your website so that people will want to go through it and discover these things that you have to offer. But going back to your original question, totally cool to have these different things on your website. I think it's almost like how sometimes I talk about podcasts and sometimes I talk about blogs. Sometimes I talk about starting a web TV presence on smartpassiveincome.com. But everybody knows it's Pat Flynn on smartpassiveincome.com. So it could be a similar way on your website too. So Jessica, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate you. I hope this has been helpful and I want to wish you all the best of luck. Keep going. You're doing some great stuff here. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better." Keep experimenting, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.